Okay, we're going to call this Executive Committee meeting order, October 22nd, 2019. We have present council president, Nagel, council persons, Kilpatrick, Sheldon, Carter, Bell, Street, Cartier, Durham, Woods, Diller. I'm Councilman Smiley, co-chair of the Executive Committee. Ms. Finnegan is taking the minutes. What's your pleasure with the minutes of July 9th, 2019?
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion approved. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, takes care of that. Under resolutions, R19-198, I make a motion to go out of order. The individual to speak is in transit. So if we can go out of order on that, move on to the next topic. Okay. There continues to be some concern from some council members about the meeting times, and specific as it relates to finance. So I have taken the liberty of discussing the meeting times with the co-chairs that are all involved in the various committees on council day, i.e. finance, executive committee, public safety and community services. Here's where we are. Councilman Cartier and I have agreed to what I'm going to put forward, and Councilman Hollins and I have agreed. So if council approves it, we're looking at amending or changing our council day committee structure to the county executive, the executive committee meeting would go to 2 o'clock. The finance meeting would go to 4. Public safety and community services, which rotate, would be at the 3 o'clock. So what this means is, if there is not an executive committee meeting, then the first meeting would begin at 3.
Got it.
If there's not a public safety or community services meeting, then the first meeting on that day would not begin till 4. I just want to stress one point. One of the reasons that the finance meeting has been where it has been is that's the one committee that consistently will require votes every time because of the grants. So that pretty much made sure that there would be a quorum for the meetings that follow. So that's just going to be the situation. So a motion is to basically switch the times. Let's scratch that, because finance usually meets at 1:30. So the executive committee will go meeting effective the second Tuesday of November. The executive committee would go to a 2 o'clock, and the finance committee would go to 4. And the burden falls on the co-chairs of the finance committee to expeditiously move that meeting in order to facilitate the council meeting, the dinner hour, or half hour, 15 minutes, whatever it is. So that's my motion.
Second.
The motion is second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any questions? Any opposed? Not voting? Okay. That takes care of that. Now we want to see if people can make it by 4. Okay. Now we're going to go back to the regular order of business. R19-198, resolution of the Council of Newcastle County affirming its commitment to the Paris Climate Accord, environmental sustainability, and combating climate change. Ms. Hartley Nagel.
Yes, not long ago, Ms. Malika Yates came to me, called me up, and we met. And also, when she came in and met with me, brought in a resolution that was being done nationally, and also our state and probably city will also be adopting. Malika is Miss Delaware Earth, and she was just a wonderful lady, has quite a story to tell, and is very involved in quite a lot. So with that, I'm going to ask Miss Yates if she will please speak to this resolution.
Hi.
Please just identify yourself for the record. each time before you speak, please.
You could come to Ms. Yates. You could come to the table here at the end. Thank you.
I am Malika Yates, your Elite Miss Delaware Earth 2019 and 2020. I travel globally teaching students and communities how to live an eco-friendly, sustainable lifestyle. And this coalition, it's just to unite like-minded individuals like yourself with a verbal agreement that you're going to continue doing the same thing that you've been doing thus far, and showing the people like myself who voted for you guys that you continue to care about us, our environment, and our community by pledging to go green and live an eco-friendly, sustainable lifestyle filled with kindness. Nothing more, nothing less.
Thank you very much.
Questions from any members of council? Questions or comments from the public?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mitchell, General Manager of Land Use, and we just want to say we support the resolution. A lot of good points in there. A lot of those are important, common for two goals, nationally, if not internationally. And certainly the administration supports that. Also thinking globally and acting locally, just want to connect the dots and let the citizens now remind council, and actually we do have a little simple one-pager. It's just a summary of our Green NCC effort. So those are very tangible, specific actions, some legislative, some not, that address many of the things that are in the resolution, ranging from parks and open space to sustainable growth and development, and really trying to make sure that we grow smart, grow sustainably, trying to direct growth where it's planned, and try to limit it where it's not planned, whether it's sea level rise or the environment in general, outreach, water quality, a number of other important activities that are listed in that list there, and certainly we can make that available digitally, and there's hyperlinks to the legislative package that we're working, the administration is working with council on. Well, the legislative package, some of those have already passed and recently, and we have some upcoming legislation that again speaks to very specific local actions that scale up, if you will, to many items in the resolution. So I just wanted to be brief. Thank you, and glad to take any questions.
Thank you.
Any questions, comments, anything further from Councilman Cartier and then Councilman Bell?
Thank you for appearing here today, serving a very good cause. I think it particularly that what is compelling to me about this is that our President Donald Trump unilaterally, without really consulting with the American people, pulled us out of the Paris Climate Accord and all of the binding covenants and commitments to the environment that went along with that. And I think it's important for this county government to show the people of Delaware and the region that we don't agree with that, and that we are going to do our utmost to combat climate change and conduct our government operations, our regulatory function with regards to benefiting the environment that we all live in. And I particularly am sensitive to this. I represent a district that is a coastal district. It has a large coastline along the Delaware River and has I'm very concerned about rising sea levels and impacts on development and things like rail, highway. So I think this is a good thing for us to get on board and endorse. Thank you.
Councilman Bell.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Councilman
I just want to personally reach out and thank you for being here today. I think it speaks tons, with having our younger generations, taking this issue along with some of your seniors that sit here today, and not all seniors, but our environment, there's only one of it, and how it affects our climate and everything else. I think that for someone to bury their head in the sand or ignore it the way that has been done here for the past several years is not fair to future generations. It's not fair to when you read about various species of birds that will become extinct if we don't start doing something better than what we do. So, like I said, I just want to recognize, thank you for your commitment and taking part in this initiative. And
you know, look forward to your support and our support and everything coalition in the future.
Thank you. Councilwoman Durham and then Councilman Carter.
Thank you very much. I also want to thank you for being here and wearing my other hat. I've been involved for over 10 years now working on plastic pollution and zero waste initiatives, and we've been partnering with the administration on those initiatives and some of the things the county has done we're going to start offering, one library already is, and we're expanding it to all the libraries to have reusable bags giveaways at libraries, and also have the cafes reduce their single-use plastic and styrofoam. But I also wanted to mention that we are also planning a statewide youth summit, environmental summit, in February, and would love to invite you to come. It's a statewide summit for middle schoolers and high schoolers, and would love to have you be a part of it, so I'll catch up with you on that.
Thank you.
Councilman Carter.
I also want to thank you and let the council president know I'd be happy to co-sponsor it, and I would assume that some others may. I don't know whether it may rise to the level of all.
Absolutely. Council. Anybody who would like to.
I'd like to co-sponsor.
You know, for me, it's encouraging to see this. I spent quite a few years with the Coastal States Organization, working with all 29 coastal states when we're looking at sea level rising and looking at other issues, looking at climate change and the global issues, and the fact that to have these things addressed, it had to be done on the ground level locally. And to see these actions, I know that for many years, our major cities had a structure to do this, and our counties were behind it. I remember it was over a decade ago, I did extensive work with NACA to try and get us better involved in doing more of this type of stuff. I think this is something falls in line with, even now, the National Association of Counties environment and energy format. It really fits well with it. So I think it's good to put it in writing, and hopefully it's something that we will continue to follow up on it, on ordinances and actions to make it make it real.
Council President Nagel.
Yes, I just want all of council to know that Malika has quite a story. She does travel internationally as well and has just done so much, oftentimes putting on events and paying for it herself out of her own pocket and raising those monies. So if you have time, speak to her a little bit, because it really was very encouraging and uplifting to have someone, to work with someone like Malika that has done so much in a short time.
Okay. Any further questions from council? Thank you very much. Yeah. Next on the agenda is an update regarding the Board of Assessment Review Matters. We have had a retiring member of the Board of Assessment before us. We'd asked for a follow-up. That's been from, I mean, we were asked the last one of the other meetings. That was ready yet. It wasn't. It is now. We put it on the agenda for that.
Will Davis, County Attorney. Good afternoon, everyone. As council is aware, you asked me to meet with council to council and Denny Hartman, who oversees the assessment office over at the administration. And we spoke over the phone, and Denny and I talked, and I also asked for comment from the Board of Assessment Review Chair, and she provided her written comments to Mr. Leff's letter. Denny and I are prepared to address the comments that are directed to the administration or assessment side of things. I think the board's letter speaks for itself, very robust and well-researched. One thing we cannot discuss at this time is Mr. Leff's comments concerning a general reassessment, because that is the subject of pending litigation. My intention today is to allow Denny to address those limited comments that were directed to the assessment division. And to the extent that council has further questions or comments concerning the board's letter, we either address those today. The board's counsel is here today, Nick Brannick. I see one of our long-serving Board of Assessment Review members, Richard Lucas, is here too. He may want to provide some comment to you. But if you have remaining questions on the letter or any comments that Denny provides you today, we're happy to have another meeting at your next meeting. committee. So without further ado, I'll turn it over to
Denny Hardman, finance slash assessment. And yes, there were two items that could be implied toward the assessment group, and that was the use of the USPAP guidelines and the use of the three methods of appraisal, cost, sales, and income. I can tell you that the certified assessors in the Department of Finance and Assessment adhere to the USPAP standards, and they use all three methods. We do not rely on one, and we do follow the USPAP guidelines. And they have to do that to continue their certification with the state. So I can, speaking for the assessment certified assessors, we do follow the USPAP guidelines, and we use all three methods in defending appeals.
Is there any questions from any members of the council? I realize we just got this. Councilman Hopp. Yeah,
my concern was that Mr. Letts made a statement that we were not using guidelines. I was wondering why we were not, if there was some reason for that. This led me to believe that we were not following best practices, but I'm hearing that we do use that guideline. So that was my primary concern.
Any other questions from any members of the council? Anything from the public? Hearing none, I wish to thank you all for your due diligence. Councilman Bell.
Just briefly, everyone is entitled to their beliefs and presentations before council, but I think that we as a council have always valued the members who volunteer for our boards and commissions and the work that they do. And I think at the end of the day, not only their volunteer commitment to help and to work with things, but staying within the confines of Delaware law. And so, just glancing over this, what I'm looking at is our board of assessment is, doing their job within the confines of state law. And I, for one, appreciate their volunteers and their continued commitment to what they do.
Thank you very much. That, as I was hearing say, thank you all very much for your due diligence, for looking into this for council, for taking the time to come back to report to us. Next on the agenda, number 7, is executive session discussion regarding a confidential personnel matter. So I make a motion, council go into executive session for purposes of discussing a confidential personnel matter and possibly receiving any legal advice that may be required, just to cover everything. So, all in favor?
Aye.
I'm going to ask all the council to stay. Council session, received a briefing on a personnel matter, no votes were taken. Anything under other? Public comment? Can I get a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you all very much. Next meeting is